I thought maybe the brother was going to sing with us, but he chose not to. We're excited about being with you this morning, excited about hearing our brother this morning deliver the word. But we're here to worship him. Whatever you have need of, God is able to meet the need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we all we just got to do is just turn it over to him and let him take care of our needs today. If you're burdened down with anything, God is the great burden lifter.
Yes.
Amen. Worship with us this morning.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something
I want you to help us sing it, okay?
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth something about that name.
Amen. There's something about the name of Jesus in there.
Amen.
Amen. And when we call on his name, things begin to happen. If you call Michael's name, there's nothing going to happen. But when we call on Jesus, he'll do what we need to have done in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Looking back over my life, God's good, so good. And it's a fact, sometimes I took the wrong path, but God was good, so good. When I think where I've been and what he's brought me through, all I can say that God's been so good. But on second thought, God's been great. How great, how great is God's amazing grace. Amazing grace, the grace that sought me. Great the blood that bought me. How great, how long, how long,
for his arms of mercy reach way down to the bottom, pick me up. No problem ain't God good. Love God's grace moving on. Well, I've got a new song, 'cause God's good, so good. And when I'm faced with trials in my way, God's good, so good. And when I'm questioned about this smile on my face, I must reply, all I can say, that God's been so good. But on second thought, God's been great. How great, how great is God's amazing grace. Amazing grace, the grace that's on me. Great the blood that bought me. How great, how long, how long are his arms of mercy reach way down to the bottom, pick me up. No problem ain't God good. No God's great. How great,
how great, how great
is God's amazing grace. Amazing grace, the grace that's on me. Great the blood that bought me. How great, how long, are his arms of mercy reach way down to the bottom, pick me up. No problem ain't God good. No God's great. Reach way down to the bottom, pick me up. No problem ain't God good. No God's great.
God's a great God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Some just see someone down on their in the air, words lost on a breeze. Some just see teardrops falling to the floor, just a waste of time, not anything more. But it's a direct line
to the throne room, where you can find someone who cares.
And if you need some proof,
I can tell you
there is
power, power in
tell you. to the throne room, where you can find someone who cares.
And if you need some proof,
I can tell you
there is power.
There's power in prayer. Amen. Just before the service started, you were playing a sound or a CD by a gentleman, Bill Lewis. Y'all must have liked Bill Lewis when he came. Now, Bill is a part of a group with us called the Ministry Music Group. We're going to be doing a singing in Fayetteville on Rose Hill Road at New Hope Baptist Church. And I saw a flyer out in the on the hallway out here. Bill's going to be on that program. You've had folk here like Palmetto Street Praise have been here with you. They're going to be there. The Turners have been here. They're going to be on that program. The Gregories going to be there on that program, along with this group right here. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, and we'd love for you to come and be a part of that with us. Amen. Now, Brother Bill, he's a real energetic singer. And, Brother, we need some more monitor, music in the monitor, okay? If we can have that, then we can maybe be a little more energetic, too. Let me tell you right, how many of you never have seen the Crusaders or never heard us sing before? All of you, there, Julio, I know you have. You've been here and seen us sing before. Let me tell you, this is Joy Scott. This is my wife, Mary Ann West. My name is Michael West. And we've got Shirley that helps us drive and set sound and all. We're just glad to be here with you today. Most of all, I'm glad that he is here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap because he is really worthy. Amen. Thank you.
places I've known.
That can testify to that. There's too much that we've seen that anybody can make us want to go back to whatever was back there. We have nothing but the future to look ahead with, and as long as we are walking with Him, that future is going to be wonderful. Yeah, things may come and go on either side, and things may come at us to make us sad, to challenge us, but we just keep holding on to His hand and we keep walking. Well, let me change that. He keeps holding on to our hand. We might let go if we hold on to His, but He'll never let go of us. And I'm so thankful for that today. He is the only reason that we're here today. If you don't remember our names, that's fine. That's wonderful. If you don't even remember we came, but we just hope that you remember the one we sing about. And He is our Lord and Savior, our soon coming King. I want to share this with you real quick. A friend of mine had this on Facebook, and I know a lot of people think Facebook is bad, but anything is what you make of it. And my friend has chickens, and she was out trying to get her chickens in, and she's videoing her standing in the cage, not the coop. The coop was over here. And she was just rounding them up. It was right at the edge of dark. And she said, y'all should have seen me running around in this yard trying to catch these chickens. She said, anybody made a video, they would have laughed. She said, but I was trying to get these chickens in. She said, you know, we've had a fox lately. And he's got one or two of them. So I'm trying my best in the evening to get them in early and get them closed up and put something in front of that door so nothing can get there. She said, I'm trying to save their lives. She said, they keep running around like chickens. She said, they keep running around like chickens and they don't understand. I'm just trying to save their lives. And she said, you know what? The Lord had checked her. As she's running around trying to catch those chickens and keep them safe from the fox, she said, that's what the Lord's doing with us. He's just running around trying to keep us safe from the enemy. He's trying to save our life. He's trying to give us eternal life that He's already paid for. She said, instead, we run around like chickens, acting like we don't want to be with Him. She said, the Lord just hit me with that. And I thought that was so awesome, such a simple illustration of how God only wants what is good for us. And yet we want to run from Him. We don't want to come to Him. Isn't that amazing? So all of us, if there's one in here today that you've never come to Jesus, He's just trying to save your life. That's all. He's trying to give you eternal life in heaven, which is what His Son died for. Oh, I love Him today. Don't you? Don't be like chickens. Amen.
We're going to a place where there's going to be no more dying. We're going to be living there, right? There's a place of dazzling beauty no human eyes have ever seen. With gates of pearl and streets paved with gold. It's the land of milk and honey. Oh, it's more than just a dream. It's a land of life beyond the crystal sea. And it's a land of life where living is forever. the sting of death proclaim the victory. And we are nothing more than just a passing shadow till we reach the land of the living beyond the crystal sea. The sun is nothing more than a shadow in this paradise of dreams. The Lamb will be the only light we'll need. Its soothing walls of jasper, made by God's own hands. It's a land of life beyond the crystal sea. And it's a land of life where living is forever, where the sting of death proclaims no victory. And we are nothing more than just a passing shadow the land of the living beyond the crystal sea. Till we reach the land of the living beyond the crystal sea. Our eyes with tears run over when pain and sorrow, well, it is our fate. But soon this life will be finally over. We'll leave that all outside the gate. More pain, there'll be no sorrow and no more crying.
We'll leave that
outside the gate. We'll see the Lord, our dad and mother. Oh, we've said goodbye, and they now await. But soon you and I, we must make that same journey. Friend, don't be left outside the gate.
For inside the gate,
inside the portal, sorrow and no more crying.
We'll leave that all
outside the gate.
We'll plan to be
inside the gate, and then we'll sing and celebrate. No sorrow and no more crying.
We'll leave that
outside the gate.
Friend,
the gate, and then we'll sing and celebrate inside the gate.
Amen.
Thank you so much. The Crusaders, everybody. Amen. I want you to remember their names, the Crusaders. They have some CDs, videos, or hats and shirts and things in the back. Praise the Lord for you. You're doing a fantastic job. I used to sing in a small group. When I was in a church that I pastored, very small group, and we struggled with the name, and I suggested, and I'm sure you thought about it, prayed about your name, what we would name ourselves, and I suggested the name of our group as the Trembling Testifiers, but they voted it down real quick, you know what I'm saying. They didn't think it would look good on CDs and things of that nature. Well, it's good to see you this morning, and thank you for coming. Pastor Wes is in Raleigh at the, I think it's the James B. Hunt Horse Complex. They had a big horse show to come up, and I appreciated what they do. Is before they do that, they have a devotional, and he was going to preach at that. And so that was an honor for him, and we certainly rejoice with him in that, and praise the Lord. But he'll be back next week. Those of you visiting with us, we have some of my special friends here with us, and I appreciate you coming to be with us every week here at Hunt Springs Baptist Church. They have a good gospel musical program to begin the service and then followed by preaching of the word, and that's been going on, and it'll continue on, and so we praise the Lord for that, and it's a real blessing, and these songs are just a real blessing to us. And I'm amazed at how the Lord puts the service together. Now, I had not contacted the Crusaders, and they had not contacted me before this morning. And the first song they sang was "There's Something About That Name." And that is a special, special favorite of mine. And it goes right along with what I wanted to talk to you about today. Well, you know, our name is something special. Excuse me. Our name is special. When we get a certificate with our name on it, we excuse me. We like to put it up on the wall. We look at it. We enjoy seeing it. And if somebody misspelled it, now that really upsets us. But we like our name. We like to see our name. In print, and so our names are very important to us. And you know, our parents name us, or either they have somebody else, maybe that will come in and they say, "Well, I'll name it after you." But our name is assigned to us for life, through life, and so we didn't have any choice in that. And I looked into the different names in 2020. I found 21 girls in 2021 and 2020 were named Beretta. Now, Beretta is the name of a semi-automatic handgun. I don't know if they're a real pistol or what, but are going to turn into that. I don't know. 149 girls were named Halo, and 25 boys were named Halo. The next one is a little different. 75 boys and 55 girls were named Amen. Now, I don't know what mom and dad were thinking, but if you bring them into a Baptist church and one fellow over here says Amen, one fellow over here says Amen, somebody's in the back says Amen, the little boy, he wouldn't know which way to go. They think everybody was calling him. One girl was named Portobello. That's the name of a mushroom. I also looked that up, and it said that it's a fungus. And so I wouldn't have put that on that little girl. She's going to be known as a fungus all of her life. One boy was named Whistler. Whistler. Now, I guess if there's a family photo and they point to this lady and they'll say that's Whistler's mother. But the real Whistler's mother photo or portrait was printed in or painted in 1871. So I don't know if they were trying to recreate that. I looked up doctors' names, strange doctors' names in 2020. One doctor was named Klutz, last name Klutz. Who's doing your surgery today? Dr. Klutz. Will you make sure you count all those instruments at the beginning and at the end? Then there was one doctor named Croak. Who's your doctor today? Croak, Dr. Croak. I don't believe I want him. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, thank you for coming to be with us. Names are important. If you will look over with me in the book of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13. You know, we've all been given a name. Somebody else other than us gave us a name. And so we have had that name all of our life. Well, our Father in heaven has a name. Moses asked him one time, what is your name? If you'll notice in chapter 3 of the book of Exodus, verse 13 and 14 and 15, Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt then say unto the children of Israel, I am, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the God of Israel, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. You'll see that God is sovereign. God is the one who was not named by anyone because he is the God of the universe. He is the God Almighty, and he is the sovereign God, and no one named him. He is our Heavenly Father, and he has a name. And he's very concerned about that name, very particular about that name. If you have your Bibles, we're looking now in Psalm 8 and verse 1. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Notice that the writer of the Psalms said this, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And then in Psalm 111, Psalm 111, and in verse 9, Psalm 111 and verse 9, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Holy, holy and reverend is his name. His name has dignity. His name is wonderful. His name is to be reverend or respected. And I worry about that today. Are people respecting the name of our Heavenly Father as they should today? Also, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said he and the Father are one. And you don't need to turn there, but in John chapter 10 and verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. So that we need to understand that as God's name has dignity attached to it, he's holy and reverent, and he was named by no one, it's his name alone, that also his son needs to have dignity attached to his name. Because he said, I and the Father are one. In the book of Matthew chapter 1, when the angel spoke to Joseph, said, Joseph said, don't worry about taking Mary, your wife. She's done nothing wrong. That the child that you're going to have, that she's going to deliver, that child is the Son of God. That child, you're going to name him Jesus. He comes to save his people, comes to save them. He's the Son of God. And you need to understand now, Joseph, that that son that's going to be born is a fulfillment of a prophecy of Isaiah 700 years before. Isaiah said that a virgin will bring a child forth. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, God is a spirit. We don't know how to understand spirit. When you hear somebody's name, you see, your name is attached really to your reputation. Your name describes you. Your name, so what? If somebody remembers your name or says your name, they have a mental picture of you inside their mind. A mental picture pops up, and that reputation goes along with it. And so, Jesus said, he and the Father are one. And so Jesus, when he came to reveal the Father, that's what he did. He said, I came to reveal the Father. The Father said, in him all fullness dwells. You see, we don't understand a spirit being, but when we see Jesus, we do understand. We understand the Father through the Son who revealed him to us. So if the Father's name is to be reverenced, and to be holy and separate, same way with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, you'll see that the Son's name is also to be reverenced because he's been given a name that's above every name. Philippians, chapter 2, and verse 9. Philippians, chapter 2, and verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see, Jesus has been given a name above every name. Every knee one day will bow. Every knee will bow down. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Son of God and he is to be worshiped. You know, I've said this before. I said this to my Sunday school class one time. There are no unbelievers in hell. They looked at me a little strange, but you know what? Once they get there, everybody believes. Unbelief sent them there. Unbelief and rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ sent them there. But beloved, once they get there, they say like the old rich man who died and he woke up and he lifted up his eyes and he was in hell and is in flames and fire and torment. And he said, oh, get Lazarus to go over yonder and get me some water. Stick his finger in water and just whatever holds on to his finger, touch my burning tongue. They said, no, we can't. There's a great gulf fixed between us. So this man became a believer. He said, listen, send somebody back over to my father's house, over there to my brothers, because they're coming down the same path I went down. Send somebody over there. Because why? He became a believer at that point. He knew he was in a place that he had heard about that he shouldn't have been in. Well, not only should we respect our father's name and show respect to it, we should also respect the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe, beloved, that we're living in a land and we're living in a country and we're living in a time when respect for lots of things have gone out the window. I was brought up, you know, to respect my elders, whoever was over me, an elder was over me. They told me to do something, I would do it. I was taught respect And I'm thinking that as I look around that you probably came up in the same idea and the same concept, and your family said you need to respect. And we respected pastors, and we respected law enforcement. We respected those above us. We respected people. We loved each other. We respected neighbors. We respected. I remember my mama teaching me a good lesson about respect one time. We lived in a three-room mill house. Three-room mill house. My dad bought it from the mill, the cotton mill there in Burlington, North Carolina. And so we had a bathroom, and we put carpet in it, liked it so well, we ran it all the way to the house. But it was a three-room mill house. And she come running through the house one day, and it was a three-room house, so if anybody runs through the house, you're going to know somebody running through the house. And so I said, "What in the world, Mama? What in the world's going on?" She said, "Lord, the preacher's coming." She said, "The preacher's coming." And she had on shorts. It was hot. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't even have a big fan at our house. And she had on shorts, and it, you know, they were just down to the knee. And she, but she come running through the house, said, "The preacher's coming. I got to get a dress on." So she put a dress on and let the preacher come in then. She respected him. She respected his ministry. She respected his job. She respected the work that he'd been called to do. But you know, we live in a land where people don't respect anymore. Bible said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he said, listen, said, before the great day of the Lord comes, which is the first event of that is the rapture of the church, before the rapture comes, said, there's going to come a falling away first. And you see, our land is falling away. Our country's falling away. Our respect for people, our respect for the Word of God is falling away. Do you think now that people are following this book? I don't believe so. I'm thankful for a group that sings about the Word of God. I'm thankful for a group, and I'm thankful for a church that stands up for the Word of God. Because, beloved, today we have it falling away. They're falling away first, the Bible said, before this happens. And so I see the falling away. And if you'll go back with me to the book of Exodus, and in chapter 20 of the book of Exodus chapter 20. And if you'll notice in verse 7, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7, that there is a commandment. You know the commandments, and they don't want them around courthouses, you know, and they want to take them out of courthouses. Why? Because of the falling away. People don't want to be told what they can do and what they can't do. They want to be free and do anything that they want to do and live any way they want to live and act in any way they want to live. Beloved, you can't have that. You'll have chaos if you have that, and we've seen enough of that chaos. But the Lord said concerning His name, if you'll notice in chapter 20 of the book of Exodus, verse 7, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." Well, you know, I grew up in a sheltered home, so to speak. We went to church. We had my mom and daddy, they drugged me. They drugged me. Shorty, it drugged me to church on Sunday morning, drugged me to church on Wednesday night, drugged me to church on Sunday night, you know. Because we believed in that and we lived that. And so I believed, and I heard this, I thought, in vain was just using curse words. Curse words. I call it foul language. And I'm going to talk to you just a few minutes about using the name of the Lord in vain. The word vain means empty. It means worthless, or treating something as worthless or not having any value. And this is what's happening in our world today about the name of the Lord, and that they're treating it as if it's worthless, and they're not giving the Lord, our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not giving Him the proper respect due unto His name. We've already looked at it, and He said His name is holy and to be reverend, and it's to be respected. Here He says in the third commandment, "Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain," in an empty and worthless manner, because it is holy. It's a holy name, and it speaks of the character of God. And so if you speak about His name in a worthless an empty manner, you are showing disrespect to our Heavenly Father and to His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Well, I thought curse words were all that it meant by that, and some people do that. Listen, I'm proud to be a veteran of the United States Navy, and I'm proud to be a veteran, so to speak, of the Lord's blessed, and I give Him the credit, 40 years in law enforcement. And so I've heard a lot of these kind of foul words that I call them. A lot of times people will recognize who I am as they call me the Rev anyway. And so they'll say this before they say this word or after they say a foul word, they'll say, excuse my French. Now, beloved, let me tell you something that I've listened to those French words. And I've been to France, and I'm going to tell you, if you go to France, don't try to use those words. They're not a French dialect. They're not parlez-vous français. They're not anything of that nature. Please don't use them. I've heard them, and I don't know what people think when they say, Reverend, excuse my French, and then go at it. You know what I'm saying. Well, hold your place here in Exodus chapter 20. Stick your finger in there. Don't stick chewing gum, but stick something in there. Exodus chapter 20. Go with me right just to the next book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 24. Leviticus chapter 24, and notice with me in verse 10. Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 10. I want to show you how serious God takes His name, and He takes it serious when someone curses or misuses His name or speaks His name in vain, empty and worthless, or creating a worthless attitude. And the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they besought him unto Moses. And they brought him unto Moses. And the mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri and the tribe of Dan. They put him in ward. They put him in jail, locked him up, until Moses understood what the Lord might be want to do with him, until the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever causes or curses his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth that name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall surely stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall he be put to death. So in those days, the penalty for cursing and blaspheming the name of the Lord was stoning. And the Jews picked that up and were so serious about it, they didn't even really want to write the name of God because they feared that they would disrespect it and fall prey to this punishment. In fact, it's said that before they would write the name of God, they would lay that old quill down, pick up another quill, go take a bath, put on clean clothes, come back, write the name of God, throw that quill away, go back and take another bath, put on clean clothes, and come back and continue writing and transcribing the scriptures on different manuscripts. Now, we have a friend, Mike Tannenbaum, who is Jewish. And he sends me text. He'll send me text. And I've noticed that when he writes the word God, he puts G-D. And I thought to myself, you need to get you a new phone. There's something wrong with that thing. If it won't type an O, what's wrong with it? But what it is, you see, the Jews would not write the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, but they would write consonants, the consonant letters. So he left out the A-E-I-O-U, the O, he left that out for fear of disrespecting the name of God. It's a Jewish custom. It's a Jewish, the Orthodox Jews still do it. That's serious when you are afraid to write the name, afraid that you will disrespect the name of God. That's treating it with the correct and right manner and level of respect. You see, we have people who do the foul language, but that's not all. I call it flippant talk, and Christians do this. Flippant talk. Now, I've asked the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, I want to give some of these examples, but I want you to know it's not in respect. It's in educational purposes. It's in a sermon. And I have clearance to use these phrases. And some of us use these phrases frequently and never think about it. But you see, these phrases are not phrases of worship. These are not using the Lord's name in worship. They're not using the Lord's name to praise Him. So therefore, if it's not that, it has to be in vain, which is a violation of the Word of God. I jotted down a few. Good Lord. Ever heard anyone say that? Or Lord, how come? Oh Lord. Lord, have mercy. I've heard folks use the name Jesus as exclamation. Jesus. Woo! Jeez. I've heard people say Jeez. J-E-E-Z. I've heard people use Jesus Christ as exclamation. There is another one. We watch sometimes the DIY network, you know, where they'll take an old house and remodel it, or they'll take a place for somebody and fix up their house, and then they'll come in and they use this as exclamation, oh my God. Ever heard that? That's using the name of the Lord flippantly with no hint of praise and honor and glory to His name, so it's got to be in vain. Now, the young lady mentioned Facebook. That's fine if you use it, that's fine. I've seen it cause a lot of problems. I've renamed it to Fussbook. I call it Fussbook. But if you use it, that's fine. I don't care. I know it keeps you up with your family and all that. I understand that. But there is this phrase that they use on there as exclamation, OMG. OMG has now been included into the dictionary as a phrase meaning, oh my God. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard people say that? Oh my God. Oh my God. But they're not using it in the right way. They're using it as a exclamation. So therefore, it is in violation of God's word. It's not respectful to Him. It's not honoring to Him. I found out that Facebook users usually spend about 19 and a half hours a month on Facebook. In 2020, 30% of all those using Facebook were 25 years of age and younger. And that only 5% were 65 years of age and older. And I said, why such a big difference? And then I figured it out. The 65 plus, we're all at the doctor's office. We can't use that stuff. We ain't got time. How many times have you been to the doctor in these past 2 months? I've been there about 8 times. I believe there must be a website with our names on it that says, call them. They'll come. Makes no difference. They'll come. But that's flippant talk. It's flippant. Be careful. Be careful. And then there's a false profession. I won't ask you to turn there, but in the book of Titus, it said, they act like it. They act like Christians, but they don't really have it. They profess, but they don't possess. And so they're using the name of the Lord in vain, flippant, without basis, without honor, without glorification. Now go back to Exodus chapter 20, to that chapter in verse. Exodus chapter 20 in verse 7. Because he said this, thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And vain means empty. But notice the next part. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. He didn't specify the punishment. He didn't say what the punishment would be. But he said, you will not be guiltless if you use his name in vain, empty, without respect, without honoring and knowing what you're doing with that name. These phrases we've heard since we grew up. Oh, Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, this. We've heard them. They've been entwined in our minds, so to speak. But, beloved, think about it. Do you use these phrases? Do you use these words? Do you misuse the name of the Lord? Because it is the name of God Himself. Jesus is the same way. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. So if the Father's name to be respected, the Son's name should be respected. And it should not be misused because there is a penalty for misusing His name. And we all have done it. Yes, we have. We've all done that. But we all need from this point on to make amends and not use the name of the Lord in vain. Would you bow with me, please, in prayer? Oh, Father in heaven, people don't respect you like they should. In this modern day life, modern day world, people not respecting you as they should. Father, we've been convicted of that, and we've challenged this group, Lord, as well as ourselves, to always keep in mind that when we use your name, we speak your name, or we speak the name of Jesus, that we do it with utmost respect. There is something about that name. Acts chapter 4 said, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Dear Father, we know that there's no other place to go for salvation other than to the cross. The shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only commodity that will be paid and can be paid to cover a sin. Our works, our good looks, our bank accounts, our homes, none of that will suffice. It is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood and rose again the third day. He gave us the victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? If we receive Christ as our Savior, Lord, we will be saved and our sins will be covered, paid for, not to be brought up against us again. No other name under heaven. So we must not trample that name. We must not misuse that name. We must not speak that name in vain. We must not use it as a byword. We must not use it flippantly. We must not use it in conversation or in writing as a flippant word or just an exclamation about excitement or something. So, Lord, challenge us. Lord, if there be any here without Christ today, may they come and be saved before it's too late. You're coming back one day, waiting for the nod from the Father. Then you'll come and get your bride, your church. Bless these who come to sing for us, and bless them as they spread this message around. Bless each one here today. Control us by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you remain with your head bowed and eye closed? Is there anyone who would say, Brother James, I'm not saved, but I sure would like to be today? You know, the Bible said now is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Don't put it off anymore. The devil says put it off. You got plenty of time, but you don't know that. You don't know that. You may go out of this driveway and get hit by a tractor, trailer, truck, or something else, and it be the end of your day. You don't know. Anyone, would you raise your hand? I'll be more than happy to pray for you. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Church, have you been using the name of the Lord in vain? Have you? Have you felt today the Lord saying to you, don't do that anymore? Have you felt that today? Would you raise your hand and I'll pray for you? You've been using the Lord's name in vain and you don't want to do that anymore. Anyone? I see those. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our Father in heaven, thank you for honesty. And Lord, thank you for these. And help them from this day forward to respect that lovely name, that wonderful name, the name that should be spoken with dignity and should be protected and cared for. Thank you for these, Lord. Thank you. And please help them. Help all of us, Lord, to remember your name is holy. Jesus' name is holy. It means God with us. And let us not misuse it and speak in vain and use your name in vain, because you'll not hold us guiltless that do that. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll ask the Crusaders if they'll come and sing their final song for us.
Brother James has left us with a word about a name, how important a name is, and how we should honor the name of Jesus. And a great word, Pastor. Amen.
There's nothing here that means that much to me. Not in light of the alternative I face, if I turned and walked away from what I believe.
I want to be in that number. I want to be the first inside. Step on the streets of gold. When those gates open wide, I can't even imagine all the mystery heaven holds. But I want to be there at the head of the line when those gates open wide.
Life is a race we run and heaven is our reward. We'll cross that finish line when I get those gates of pearl, I want to see my Lord. Oh, the majesty of God upon his throne. I want to be
word. I want to be the first inside. Step on the streets of gold. When those gates open wide, I can't even imagine all the mystery heaven holds. But I want to be there at the head of the line. When those gates open wide, I want to be in that number. I want to be the first inside. Step on the streets of gold. When those gates open wide, I can't even imagine all the mystery heaven holds. But I want to be there at the head of the line. When those gates open wide,
I can't even imagine,
I can't even imagine
all the mystery heaven holds.
But I want to be there at the head of the line.
When those gates open wide.
Amen. Would you bow and stand with me, bow your head and stand with me, please, for a closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for today, all your blessings to us, and bless each one. Thank you for the crusaders, and bless them as they go and spread the gospel from here to there. Watch over them and protect them. And Lord, bless each one here today. Lord, let us stay focused on you and be respectful unto you and to your word and to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming.